Online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
I give you praise.
Of who you are. You are a mighty God, an eternal God, an everlasting God. We pray now, Heavenly Father, by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for its sake, we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Weston, Reverend Cotton, to you, the Antioch family, those of you that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, those of you that are watching us as we stream live, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the book, from Acts, the 11th chapter and the 25th verse. Acts 11, verses 25 and 26. And when you have found it, say amen.
Amen.
And we have it on our screen where we find these words which are recorded. Then departed Barnabas to Taurus, for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christian first in Antioch. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic this morning, remembering and examining our ministry. Remembering and examining our ministry. And that is inclusive. It includes all who are part of the body of Christ. Each and every one of us have a ministry. It does not matter whether you are part of the choir. It doesn't matter whether you are part of a board. What does matter is that you're part of a body. And you're a body of Christ, and therefore we are all accountable to God for the work that we do as we uplift his kingdom. And so today we want to talk a little bit about remembering something that we committed, dedicated ourselves to, and that's the Lord. As we think about the world today, we're about to see something that is so explosive. But we have a God that is greater and powerful than the powers of this world. We serve a God who is mighty, eternal, and everlasting. A God who has sanctioned, declared, and decreed. A God who looks far beyond the many faults and frailties, the difficulties of the world. We serve a God who is in control over the things of the world and has sanctioned, declared, and decreed for us to be victorious in our ministries and victorious in our relationship with him towards salvation, because he has done it all. We think about the things that are different today than they were yesterday. And many of us here can honestly say that the way we grew up is very different from what we are witnessing today. As we approach God's word, we approach it with reverence and obedience. As we come into his house, Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. That's personal. Yeah. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. When we think about what the Lord is saying, he is building not a building, but a people. To educate you, to inform you, to give you the weapons that you need to be successful in life, but be successful on your journey to where we're headed. And what I understand today is that the church looks different, far different than what mama and grandpa used to do. As we approach God's word, we approach it with reverence and obedience. But as I think about the church, the church should be consistent, for we should be the light of the world. Yes. We should be demonstrating a brightness, a reflection of who we say we represent and who we say we serve. Yes. My brothers and sisters, we should be setting the example to show the love, the goodness to those who are living in a spiritually dark world, so that they can see God's character in you and I. Yes. If we say we are Christian, it implies that we are Christ-like. And if we are Christ-like, it says our actions are symbolic to his. I'm reminded of what the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 4, verses 1 and 3. It reads, I, that's a personal pronoun. Therefore, and whenever you see the word therefore, you see what it is there for. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation by which you are called. Three times you see the word you. It simply implies that he is talking not to an audience, he's talking to you, and that makes it personal. And he said, I beseech you, therefore. And when we think about that, he said that we must be carriers of God's word, demonstrating his attributes, and that's nothing more than his personality. We must live the life that glorify him, and that's praising him, because so many times we are praising ourselves. It said, I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation by which you are called. With all lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in agape love. Yes. We so constantly look on phileo love. We are constantly talking about brotherly love. But God is far greater than brotherly love. God is talking to us about agape love. That's the divine love that God has come into this world to demonstrate his eternal power so that you and I could understand him greater and better. Enduring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We're living in a world that does not know peace. It is in a world that knows chaos, destruction. We're living in a world that is caught up in issue and confrontation. But the scripture says, enduring to keep the unity, oneness of the spirit in the bond of peace. In context, these three verses cover part of what Paul addressed to the church about keeping the unity of the church. For there is a context within a context. In other words, here is the setting. Paul suggests good character in our occupation before people in church. You just can't walk in here acting any kind of way. Good character in our occupation before the people within the church. Paul prescribed humility in how we deal with people in the church. As I examined that statement, sometimes people think humility is weakness. Sometimes they think humility is softness. But can I suggest something to you according to his word and not mine? Jesus was humble.
Yes.
He demonstrated humility.
Yes.
And if Jesus demonstrated humility, we never called him weak or soft.
Come on.
But when we demonstrate humility, there's something wrong with us. My brothers and sisters, I'm reminded of a man who brought the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage, and he was humble. You know him as Moses. Moses was a humble man, but he was one that got mad at the children of Israel when they disobeyed God. Can I give you another example? Jesus was humble. He came and humbly submitted himself. But Jesus got mad. He got mad at the people that was in the temple. And he also got mad at a tree that wasn't bearing fruit. So if humility makes us weak, every now and then we have to get mad. Because when we talk about what God is up to, he draws power from what we do and how we do it by being humbly submitting ourselves to him. And when you submit yourself to him, he moves mountains out of the way and he performs supernatural power in his house. My brothers and sisters, what I have learned in my some 75 years, I am not the same man that I used to be. I'm what God desired for me to be. And I get excited about God's word because God's word is embedded in my heart. I was born for this cause. I do what the Lord has called me to do. I live the way the Lord called me to do. And I walk the way God wants me to walk. Why? Because he's all over me. How is he all over you? By the power of the Holy Spirit that indwells within each and every one of us. My brothers and sisters, God is working things out for our good. But I understand that we are living in some difficult times. And every now and then we must reevaluate ourselves in the ministry in which we are called. After years of laboring in the church, we must take time to revisit our ministry roots to see where we need to update our strategies in helping God's people. Time have changed. The mentality of people have changed. And the situation people get themselves into have also changed. And in order for us as Christians to help God's people in the 21st century, we must update our responses to 21st century solutions. I made an agreement with Sister Mathis that if she went back to school, I'd go back.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Oh, it's a lovely day in the neighborhood on this Monday, August the 3rd. Good morning.